All right, cats and kittens, we're back with another very special stay-at-home self-quarantine episode of the Brando Cast. Stay-at-home self-quarantine because I am on day 8 of round 2 with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck in the rock room, but that is not going to fucking stop me from celebrating. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's time for the 2022 Brando Cast Christmas Party featuring the man, the myth, the legend, the loudest voice in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, the loudest voice on your podcast, I say. All right, go ahead, please. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. Look, fuck it. It's John DiMaggio. John DiMaggio.
Look out, here comes Johnny D.
Sorry. You know what? Every time I've listened back to like what we've done, like I'm screaming and cursing and just going absolutely batshit fucking crazy. I just want to kind of try and keep it calm, but it's hard with this subject matter that we're dealing with today. So, you know, it's Christmas time. It's holiday season and people getting crazy. So I'm very happy to see you on the computer here. It's nice to just be, you know, on the Brando Cast again. This is my favorite thing.
Christmas time is for cocaine. Yeah, baby.
Oh my God. It is, isn't it? It used to be before people started killing fucking other people with the ingredients of it.
Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh my God. You just took me back to the 80s. Oh my God. That was really wow. Wow, Joshua Tree. Hey, you ever listen to this whole record at 4 o'clock in the morning when it's fucking 25 degrees out? Fucking standing outside in a t-shirt, just yeah, holiday season. Fucking asshole. Jesus Christ.
I'm a cop.
We've all been there. Let it out, man.
No. Luckily I did not have a debilitating cough.
Yeah.
Through the COVID. Thank God it just never got past like a bad flu, body ache, right, headache, but I shut it down. I think I'm also drying out on top of going through COVID.
There you go. You got it. Yeah. You know, I'm doing a little drying out, in the new year, doing a little thing. Yeah.
Will you do a dry January?
I know I'm going to be dry until like the 22nd. And then I'm going to this place. I swear to God. Yeah. I'm rebooting the system. I'm totally like vegan, like crazy. Like I'm probably going to be in like sugar and caffeine withdrawal and fucking all sorts of fucked up shit. I'm going to go to this place. It's in Florida. That sucks. But I'm going, reboot the system, man. I'm not, you know, getting older, fucking 54. I'm just like, all right, enough. Let's go. You know, the wife is very happy that I'm leaving for 3 weeks, but no, she's excited about it. And so, yeah, just going to fucking reboot it. See if I can't get some, you know, get some pounds off, straighten out the scenario in the old noggin. And but that'll be good. It's kind of like a health food rehab, if you will, you know.
Well, does that have anything to do with the fact that you are now not only you're the star of the microphone, but you're now slowly becoming the star of the screen?
Yeah, right? No, I mean, it doesn't. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's just like well-being. Mm-hmm. But, you know, listen, I mean, I want people to look at my ass and not think of a fucking billboard when they see it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, you know, think, oh, wow, he's got a large ass for a white man. That's a white it's kind of got a good curve to it. I don't have a flat white ass. I couldn't live with that. That would be terrible. I'd lose my hood pass. Anyway, gang.
But there's no reason why you can't corner the market on all of those roles.
Yeah,
if need be.
Yes, it's true. I was working this year. It was a good year. It was a bunch of stuff, bunch of good stuff. I did. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say before we launch into the Christmas party and our Christmas song playlist.
Yes.
Please give me an update because I know that there's so much going on. Well, so much going on in your life. You just give me the fucking update before we get going.
Well, we're back with Futurama. We're recording those, which is huge. You know, and I had the whole thing going on with the, you know, trying to fight for more money. I didn't win, but it, you know, it was a moral win. I'll take it, whatever. And we're still doing the show, and it's, you know, it's all good. Everything is totally fucking cool. And everybody's great, and it's still funny as shit. And, you know, we got a lot of just about everybody's back. I mean, as far as the writing staff is concerned, and that's the most important thing. So we're doing that, doing another couple of animated shows all over the place, like Loud House on Nickelodeon. That thing is still chugging along, and that's a really popular show with the kids, they say. doing Inside Job on Netflix, which is a really, really funny show, really, really out there, like just really filthy, like comedy, like that's just really funny. God. But I did this past year, Interview with the Vampire, did a couple episodes of that, had a nice, really nice arc on that. You know, I bought the farm. It was fucking great. Got to do special effects, which I've never been able to do, which was so cool. Like I just, yeah, that was really awesome. I really had a fun with that. That was just like, yeah, I got to shoot like on location in New Orleans. I spent a lot of time in New Orleans, which is real. Just that city is just unbelievable. Hey, here's a plug for a radio station that you can get on your fucking app, WWOZ. It's the radio station in New Orleans. It's great. It's a public radio station and it's fucking awesome. And they play all sorts of New Orleans jazz and all sorts of like just bayou music. Just incredible, incredible. But I got some stuff coming out next year on HBO with Perry Mason. Did a couple episodes of that, which was really cool because I used the racist, you know, fucking facial hair that I had. If you know what I look like, if you've seen my Instagram, you'll know, and you'll be like, oh, fucking fur face over here. Oh my God. But yeah, just been nicely busy. Smoke and mirrors. Keep them guessing.
You could play a man who stormed the Capitol. If the wardrobe went to town on you, 100%. You definitely could look like a cop from Florida who was pissed off and drove up to DC.
Let's put
through a fire extinguisher at someone.
Yeah, let's put all those people in jail before we do the fucking, you know, the movie of the week about it. And I'll do that, sure. But holy shit, oh my God!
But been busy, been good, been, you know, just chucking along, you know, trying to, you know, do it good. And my wife is working too, so it's good. You know, she's doing all right.
That's fantastic.
Hey, really? Yes.
Oh my God. Excuse me. I'll probably edit that cough out, or maybe I'll leave it in, but
I think you should leave it in. It's for real. Yeah. You got it. Look at you. For the folks at home, if you could see Brendan's face, he's just like, he's half bewildered and half ashamed and just a third angry at himself right now.
Well, this is what happened. My lady and I, over the Thanksgiving weekend, we flew to Tulsa for Thanksgiving to drive a car back for her. So we did a 2-day road trip on Thanksgiving weekend, spent the night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So the only places to go to the bathroom between Tulsa and Los Angeles are fucking Pilots, Flying J's, Maverick gas stations. You know, where are you going to piss in Kingman, Arizona, but the fucking Food Mart giant fucking truck stop thing? And there's not a mask in sight.
And also probably not too many teeth. Not too many teeth in Kingman, Arizona. I've driven through Kingman, Arizona. I'll tell you a funny story. My wife and I drove to Sedona, and I have a Tesla, which pisses me off. Fuck Elon Musk, that motherfucker. I can't believe I had this lease for this much longer. Anyway, this was a couple years ago when he was all right. We drive, and we stop in Kingman to get to supercharge the car, and it was the scariest place.
Yeah.
Like there's Carl's Jr. with a supercharger right there. And then across the way is the county sheriff's department. And then everybody around there are like the meth heads that they've like arrested and let out, you know, like out of the drunk tanks or out of the fucking meth tanks.
the scariest fucking people. We left. Like, my wife was just like, no, we go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Like, I had to, and like, I had to wait. I was like, babe, we got to wait. We got to, it's telling me, like, I can't get that far. She's like, I don't care. We got to go. And we drove. We got back on the road. And boy, if we didn't get to the next place with 8 miles left on the fucking battery, I swear to God, we had to slow down, drive. We were passing everybody. And then all of a sudden, the car's just like, you can't drive this fast anymore. You've got to drive at 55 miles an hour. Like, it was just like, oh, wait, what? And all these people are passing us. All these truckers are just like, yeah, fuck you, electric car, you asshole. Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
My wife. I, knowing that part of the world like I do, I can't imagine what the next place would have been because.
I mean, it's just like, holy shit. It's just scary. Just scary. Scary.
Yeah, that there's not a Biden voter in Kingman, Arizona.
I don't think there's people voting. There's nobody. Nobody knows who Biden is. They don't even. They still think fucking Bush is in fucking is in the White House. You know, the first one. Terrible. People, you know, just oh my God, just awful.
Well, I think that's where I got it. I either got it in Kingman or Holbrook, Arizona. No question in my mind. Yeah. So, but here I am, dude. I'm so fucking excited to see you.
I'm ready, man. You're doing it.
And we're doing it. And I'm going to get through this. I swear to God. I might have to cough a couple more times, but we will fucking do this. Okay. So what I asked everybody, I asked John to sort of put together a list of his favorite Christmas songs so that we could hear them, we can play them, we can talk about them. We're just going to put together sort of our ultimate Christmas party music mix. So, John, what is the first song on your list?
Well, the problem is that I have 13 goddamn songs on my fucking list that I've been trying to pare down. I was like, let's do top five. And then you messaged me today. You're like, so you got your top three? I'm like, fuck. Shit. I'll tell you what. My first one, and we'll go from 3 to 1, I guess. We're going 3 to 1.
Well, we'll play a couple songs, but you can give, by the end of this discussion, you'll give them my whole list. But
I'll give honorable mentions at the end.
Exactly. All right. So, but just a fucking kickoff. What's the first song on your mix?
To kick it off, Father Christmas by the Kinks. It is so perfectly English and so angry and so represents the time of those people, like, singing this song, like, in England. England's fucking hard in the 60s and the 70s, the fucking 80s. It was hard, hard times for the English. And so for the Kinks to come out with this song and just rip it. Father Christmas, give us your money. I mean, it's just perfect. It's a perfect song, and it takes the piss right out of Christmas. It takes the piss right out of Christmas. There's sometimes when you're just like, you want to be romantic about Christmas. There's sometimes you want to be like, oh, let's just, you know, let's really celebrate and have, you know, let's get the hot chocolate going. And then there's other times you're just like, I am so sick of these fucking people with these elf hats on. I will, if I see someone with a waving a fucking bell in my face one more time, I'm going to smack somebody. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking go crazy. And Father Christmas is one of the songs that just takes the piss right out of it and makes you feel great about Christmas. You're just like, yeah, yeah.
Where does this song take you personally?
It, you know what? It just takes me back to when I first, when I first heard it, it was when my family was last together. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's kind of heavy. I don't want to bum anybody out, but, like, it was like one of those rockers that was just like at Christmas time. And, like, you know, you know, you're 13 years old and you're like, I want to hear something. I hate this regular Christmas music. And all of a sudden, you know, this rocker comes on and you're, you know, listening to Scott Muni on WNEW. And, you know, here's another hooky dookie from England. Scott Muni was the guy that did the Monday Night Football. Like, you know, he would announce the stuff. He was a DJ in New York forever, rock and roll DJ. And he would just play, you know, hooky dookies from England. Like, he would, this guy was nuts. But yeah, sure. Like, he, you know, playing that one. That's a bona fide rocker. and bound to get you as angry as it is in the Christmas spirit.
I fucking fantastic. That is one of my, that's always on my list.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening to the Brando Cast and you want my very special curated Spotify playlist of Christmas music, it's 148 songs, about 6 hours long, almost 7 hours long. DM me and I will send you the link. Okay, John, up next on your Christmas mix, what's your next song?
My next song on this Christmas this Christmas list. Let's see. Yeah. Is a tie between, and they're both sappy. They both make me cry. They both make me like a little like weepy. It's a tie between The Pretenders with 2,000 Miles going, yeah, deep cut, and Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. You know what I'm talking about, because both of those songs, I mean, the guitar, listen, the guitar in 2,000 Miles is so beautiful, and it just makes you, I mean, like, it just makes you think of Christmas time immediately, because that's, I mean, the song tells you that, that's what Chrissy Hynde sings, it's Christmas time, I mean, it's beautiful, but, like, I mean, it makes you feel like you're standing next to a pine tree outside, and it's lightly snowing, and, like, you know, in the English countryside or something like that, and there's just holly and people and just, it's just, you know, it's just, oh, it just makes me feel so good. And I mean, and I first heard that song when it first came out, you know, and it was just like, oh man, this is just absolutely beautiful. Just a beautiful song. But then you have Christmas Wrapping, which is just like, it's just so goddamn, like, new wave punk rock Christmas. Just like, it's just so perfect. My wife made fun of me because I love this song, and I was just like, what do you mean? This is a flip. She was like, yeah, but like, it's a totally, like, when she says you forgot Cranberries too, just boosh, just the waterworks. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things where you listen to that song, there's a moment. Everybody's had a shitty Christmas where they miss all the right people, and they, you know, they can't make Christmas happen. And then that one little thing that changes it and brings the Christmas spirit out. That's just the bow and the on the Christmas tree. It's just perfect. It's just perfect.
I love this song. I love it so much. I've always loved it, and I always kind of wanted to date the girl in the song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I wanted to be that fucking guy that she ran into at the fucking store.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You totally want to be there. You totally want to be there. And some of us have been there. You know what I mean? Like, there's that moment where you go, oh my God, what it just, you know, like, this weird kind of meet cute, you know, you're just like, holy shit.
Could you imagine having a meet cute with a woman in the Rock and Roll Ralphs on Sunset in Hollywood?
Hey, what's
you and you in your old apartment walking down the hill to that fucking monstrosity.
Yeah. You want to come up to my place? You'll fucking feel the burn. That's for sure. We got to carry all our shit. My friends are waiting for me to bring beers. You want to come back? Jesus Christ. It's just, oh my God. You would never. Yeah. You can never meet your wife in the fucking Rock and Roll Ralphs. That's not an option. Is that Ralph still there?
Oh yeah, dude. Of course it is. Yeah.
Well, it's totally there.
And they've tried to make the inside of it like a little bit nicer than it used to be, but it's still, there's always someone screaming. There's always a kid getting, arrested. and it still has the Russian Ralphs. Remember, there was a time that the Ralph's on La Brea and Fountain is more Russian than the Sunset one.
Yes.
However, it's still there. Our Russian friends are still there. I don't think anyone will. This isn't breaking your anonymity, but you used to live around the corner from that fucking place.
I used to live around
in a madhouse building.
In a crazy building. I had fun neighbors in that building. And I had a cool apartment. That apartment was dope. That loft apartment I had was fucking dope. That thing's probably like $5,000 a month now. Shit. Crazy.
Well, yeah, because that apartment was at the base of the ever popular, more popular than ever, Runyon Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Social media turned Runyon Canyon into a fucking place.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it was popular when you lived there, but not like it is now where fucking kids are shooting Instagram videos.
I lived right next to the park, and then I moved down in between Sunset and Fountain. I lived right around the corner from the Seventh Vale. Raising hell, Seventh Vale, and then whatchamacallit, Crazy Girls was around the other corner.
Well, you can't spell Christmas without Crazy Girls. But you also, I'm gonna throw a song into the mix here. You also cannot spell Christmas without Elvis Presley, and so one of my picks on John and Brendan's 2022 Christmas party mix. It is Santa, Bring My Baby Back to Me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
Come on, it's a classic.
Everyone should have the Elvis Christmas album in their collection. It's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
But I'm going through a very big Elvis thing right now because Amazon had a whole bunch of Elvis movies up for a while. And I recently watched Clam Bake.
Oh, my God.
Which is a fucking, it's the last Elvis, it's not a Christmas movie, it's the last Elvis movie, and it was spectacular.
Clam Bake is a classic.
The plot of Clam Bake, for people listening at home, again, it's not a Christmas movie, but it's a fantastic Elvis movie. The plot of Clam Bake is Elvis is a rich kid who just wants to get out of the shadow of his wealthy oil baron dad.
Wow.
So he takes off for South Florida and he meets a guy along the way who's a garage mechanic. And they decide to go down to this resort in Florida and switch personalities. And so the whole goal of Clam Bake is, can Elvis find love as just a regular guy rather than relying on his rich kid status?
Uh-huh.
And he meets Shelley Fabre, who's down in the same resort, because she's a poor girl who wants to meet a rich guy.
Right.
So, of course, Elvis falls to her, but he has to pretend that he's a poor kid. And Bill Bixby is the rich asshole. Who's sort of the Trump of this Mar-a-Lago kind of resort setting.
Oh, God.
And then there's a boat race. Of course, there's a boat race involved at the end of Clam Bake.
Of course.
But it's
Clam Bake movies.
Yeah. So will Elvis win Shelley Fabre's heart just by being himself? And that's Clam Bake.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But come on now. I mean, that Christmas record, unbelievable. But
unbelievable.
You know, did you see the Elvis movie?
I could not sit through it, my friend. I could not get through it. I swear to God.
Because, I mean, every time, and I know why, because every time you heard the herd of girding flirting, the drum Hanks, the hooting girder herder, I was like, it would take me out. Like, every single fucking time. That guy that played Elvis was absolutely fucking brilliant. But, my God. Just, I mean, it's the worst thing that Tom Hanks has ever done. And that's okay. The guy, how many fucking hits has the guy had? They can't all be winners, but holy shit. This one is just like, I mean, he just stands out like a sore thumb and it's, you know, wow.
Elvis deserves a master movie and the ultimate documentary has still not been done. I just, it was the schmooze, the schmaltz of it was just so thick. We just couldn't get through it. We tried to watch it. We turned it off after like a half an hour.
I know. I watched the whole thing. It was rough. He was great. The kid was great. He was absolutely brilliant. But yeah, I mean, it was just, what a fucking, I mean, wow. I don't know, how can that guy be like worse than me at something? Like that was that bad. It's fucking Tom Hanks. I was like, wow, I could have done a better job at that role than Tom. I got nothing to lose. But what I mean, but you know, but like he's like that was fucking Hergen Flurgen. I'm with the king. I am from West Virginia. Nah, man, you better cut that shit out. Wow.
Yes. Well, Santa, Bring My Baby Back to Me has to be on the list, and I'm gonna throw another song onto our list.
And I'm gonna
take you back to the swamps of New Jersey for this one.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out.
Once a year, you must hear this song, okay? That's just the bottom line. It's just, you have to hear the intro.
It's getting cold down on the beach.
It's fucking July. They recorded it in July. That's the best part. That's why people are like, what the fuck are you playing a Christmas song for now? And it's that good. It's a requirement, I think. Every Christmas season, it's a requirement to hear Clarence Clemens say,
"You better be good for goodness sake."
I mean, it's just period. You just, it's you have to hear it every year to be before Christmas. It's just, that's, you can't, no, there's no way. You got to do it.
Give me a little John DiMaggio, Bruce Springsteen history in New Jersey.
You know, believe it or not, the first time I saw Bruce live was here in LA. I never was able to go see him live. Not even like my oldest sister went to the No Nukes concert and with all her girlfriends and didn't bring me. And I didn't get to go. I didn't get to go see fucking Bruce. I mean, like, there's so many opportunities. Like, and I never could do it. Never made it. But the thing about Bruce is, like, if for any Jersey native that grew up during the time of, like, you know, Welcome to the Asbury Park record, the Wild Innocent East, and you know, the East Street Shuffle, and you know, Greetings from Asbury Park. But like Born to Run, when that's there was a DJ in New York that tried to get a petition going to make Born to Run the state song of New Jersey, and it almost became the official song. Like that's how many people like signed this fucking petition. You know, it came up and I guess they voted against it. You know, a bunch of old people like, who just bring Bruce Springsteen? I don't know who he is. You know, some asshole. But he just Bruce alone, just like the pride of fucking Jersey. He still lives there. He still is there. Like he lives on a farm. Like in Jersey, he's just the best. Like, I don't know. Every time I hear a Bruce Springsteen song from that era, Darkness on the Edge of Town, The River, you know, all those records, and even like Nebraska, like and he's had so many, how many records has he had since? I mean, just like, but I mean, that, this song alone, this, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's just such a fucking raucous Jersey rocker. It's just the whole point is to bring the house down and spill eggnog on everybody. That's the whole point of this song. It's just an all out rocker. It's just the best. I can't, you know, and they just open it up. And the fact that it's recorded in July and like loved it. People loved it. Like people were cheering, go crazy. Like it was fucking Christmas time. You can't tell. That's how good the song is. You know, the crowd's reaction was like, it's, you know, perfect. But everything, just listening to Bruce,
There's moments when I hear songs, you know, now, even now, like be in the car or something like that, and a song will come on, and I'll have to like just take it in, you know. And it just, I mean, I was listening to Bruce and fucking, you know, all of a sudden start crying for no reason at all. And you know, and it's not, it has nothing to do with Christmas. You know what I mean? Like it's something else. Like it's some.
It's deep. It's deep.
It's ingrained. When you, I mean, you ask anybody from Long Island, you know, about Billy Joel and they'll be like, oh, geez. You know, like, it's that thing. It's that thing that it's in your blood. It's in your. You know, it's I don't know. Bruce is just the fucking man. He's just done it all.
He's the fucking man. I wonder why Billy Joel was never able to record like a stellar Christmas song like Bruce did. That's a weird one. Just when you brought his name up, I immediately started going like, does Billy Joel have like a go-to Christmas song? He doesn't. No.
Not really.
Motherfucker can sell out Madison Square Garden every Friday night, but no, he doesn't have a go-to Christmas song.
Boom, everybody goes. Now I don't know. He didn't do it. You know what I heard today that I forgot to put on my list? Fucking yourself, and this is a corny one too. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by James Taylor. And that one just, you know, I was watching fucking Christmas movie. I was watching The Holiday with my wife this afternoon, just chilling out. We had a couple hours. We watched the movie. And that song came on. And I was like, oh, I remember this one. Oh, shit. This is a good fucking song. It's not a rocker. It's not. It's an honorable mention. It's way down at the end of the list. But
I love it. Well, take us now to your third song that's officially gonna make it on this list.
It's a good thing that you took Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, because now I got something else to go somewhere else to go. I think it might, you know what, it might have to be. You can't have a Christmas list without Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. It's the first song from the genre that was like holiday oriented. They were, I mean, Run DMC, there's so many hip hop first. But that song was just like, holy shit. Like, yeah, you know, and to some people, I mean, shit, some people are so fucking stupid that they were like, wow, black people celebrate Christmas. Just like fucking, yeah, dumbass. You know what I mean? Like, because you know there's some dumbass fucking cracker somewhere just like, I didn't know they enjoyed this holiday. Wow, that's something else. Fucking dummy. Yeah, they enjoyed a holiday. But that was the joint, man. I remember fucking, it's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. I mean, that shit, nobody fucking did that. It was just, that was fucking perfect. That's a fun song to make grandma dance to. You know what I mean? Like, just, you know, just it'll take her by surprise, but it's fucking great.
I would imagine that when that within like a week of that song coming out, when it did, you had it completely memorized.
I probably did. I mean, you know what? If you played it, I could probably sing along to it and I'd know 85 to 90% of the words. Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, 100%. But I mean, I know there's rockers, but that song definitely belongs on any list, high on the list. Christmas in Hollis. But if you want to bum yourself out, it's steeped in Christmas lore and just drunken Irishness, listen to fucking Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues. That'll tear your heart apart.
I think that Shane McGowan, sadly, I think he's always in the hospital, but I think he's actually in the hospital right now as we're recording this show. You might say to yourself at home, I thought he died a number of years ago. No, he's still alive.
Wow.
That guy, talk about what whiskey can do to a human body. Woo!
I mean, that dude, yeah, he probably gonna fucking die. He'll probably fucking die while we're fucking, you know, poor bastard. Jesus Christ.
Poor bastard. Okay, you can't spell Christmas without Elvis. I'm going to add another song, my final song that I'm adding to this Christmas party mix.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to fucking beat people up. I'm going to fight people. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to say, I think this is a fucking kick-ass Christmas song. It is Do They Know It's Christmas by the original Band-Aid.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
Wow. This was, I mean, listen. Come on, you're right. You know what? I was thinking about this song, and I was like, I'm gonna leave it off the list. I was like, I'm gonna, just because I figured you'd probably pick this song.
Yeah.
But I mean, all right, Duran Duran, U2, Boy George, Sting, the Bananarama,
George Michael,
Paul Young was unbelievable on that. Gosh, who else was on that? Everybody was on that thing, and they raised a lot of good money for what was it? For the famine in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Crazy. The better than the USA for Africa. Better than that one. It was
Don't you remember? That was amazing because this song came out and it was so fucking huge, and the video was so fucking huge because all these Brits got together in one fucking place on one fucking day and they recorded this kick-ass song, and the Americans were like, "Well, we got to do it too."
Yeah, totally. What a ripoff. Oh my God. It was just, yeah. It's just fucking. We had Bob Dylan on ours. We had Bob Dylan, like, yeah, people feed the world.
Someone today on Twitter posted a picture. It was a promo photo taken that day in the studio. And it was Mick, Keith, and Ronnie. It was Tina Turner. It was Madonna. It was Bob Dylan. And then Hall & Oates.
Get out of here, you fucking goons. Oh my God. You know, I used to really love Hall & Oates. And now I'm just like, wow, those guys couldn't have oversang every fucking song that they fucking, Jesus Christ. I listen to how they push the, it's like, all right, take it easy.
You know who's a dick about it? Fucking Daryl Hall is a dick about John Oates. I saw like a recent interview with him where he took Oates and threw him under the bus. He just like the interviewer was like, you know, what's your relationship with John like these days? And it was totally naked, transparent. He basically was like, I fucking hate the guy.
Yeah.
But we got to be on stage together. I don't need him. The subtext was, I don't need him. I've never needed him. I don't know why I put up with it. Yeah, it was like, whoa, dude.
Wow. And the sad part is that like John Oates, like he didn't. That was a 70-30 kind of fucking deal on that fucking duo.
I've always thought that Oates was probably the guy with the equipment when they first started out.
Exactly. Are you going to carry that? Fucking Daryl Hall. Like, you do. There's other shit over there. You got to fucking bring it up. That's cold-blooded. That's cold fucking blooded.
Well, they don't have a Christmas song either, but they snuck into the fucking mix, the fucking Live Aid thing, whatever, We Are the World.
Pricks.
God damn it, pricks. But Band-Aid, so much better. An amazing fucking song. And a great song to do at karaoke. I think you've seen me do it where I try to impersonate each person in the song.
That's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Well, let's next time, the next time you and I do karaoke, which will be the fucking end of times, probably.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Has your life gone to shit, Brendan? Yes, it has, John. Well, let's go sing some karaoke. Now till two.
give me one more song as we round out the Christmas party here.
I'm gonna listen. These are the songs that you gotta put in. You gotta put in your honorable mentions, okay? Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. Got to throw in the Bing Crosby and the David Bowie. It's the weirdest duet, and it's fucking perfect. Like it's like Bing Crosby was just like, his kids told him to have him on the special. Like he was just like, you know, I don't know about that, you know, fucking whatever, however fuck Bing sounds, I forget. But David came on and just honored it. That was the best part about like them singing together. Like David was really professional about it. And like, I'm going to make sure that this comes off perfectly.
like, which was a really wonderful, it had so much showmanship to it. It was just like, it was perfect. And but that, okay. Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. Throw that around. Sock It to Me, Santa. Bob Seger and the Last Herd. What a rocker. A fucking rocker. You put that one on, people are fucking like, they're going to eat the whole entire cheese plate. Just fucking sit there and say, we're Sock It to Me. It's fucking great. It's funny as shit. It's great. They're really, really funny. But it's like, you know, like, it's just real. It's a real Detroit rocker. It's a real, and it's all about Christmas. It's fucking perfect. Skating, the Vince Guaraldi trio. You can't, you know.
I cry. Yeah. When I hear that whole record.
I mean, it's just.
That goes right to 7-year-old me. That goes boom.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. So you have to have that. Mm-hmm. It's just an instrumental and it's perfect in the background. So, you know, it's great. It's perfect. Let's see. What else we got? Blue Xmas. Blue Xmas by Miles Davis. You want to talk about Father Christmas? This is the jazz version. This is fucking Miles Davis. Hey, man, fuck Christmas. Here's my fuck Christmas song. You kiss my ass. Yeah. Merry Xmas. And it's Bob DeRoe singing the lead. And Bob DeRoe is famous for Schoolhouse Rock. He was a fucking amazing jazz singer. And he's the guy that sounds like this. You know, he's the one. Yeah, he has that thing, you know. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 56, 57, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. It's fucking perfect. Bob DeRoe. He's the only white guy that Miles Davis would let sing for him. He was like, I like that white man. You know, get up in here. Hey, if you're going to be wrong strong. That's fucking Miles Davis. But Blue Xmas is just perfect. It's about all the commercialism before anybody talked about the commercialism of Christmas. And it's just, it's hard. It's Miles. And his band is just, it's fucking perfect. It's a beautiful fucking... And the horns are ridiculous. And speaking of fucking horns, if you don't have this on your playlist, then it's in my top five. So I couldn't, but you know, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown. This one, motherfucker, you better watch out. You better clean your sneakers off. Don't be walking around them fucking dirty sneakers. You got to go straight to the ghetto, son. You got to take care of business. It's Christmas time. You got to be fucking cheery. You got to help people out. You got to go Santa Claus. You got to go straight to the ghetto. Come on now. One of my favorite parts of the song is Maceo Parker hits this. He starts his sax solo with Jingle Bells. But he does it in a way, it's so swinging. It's like, boom, boom, that, do that, boom, boom, that, do that, boom, do that, boom, that, boom. And it's just swinging. And then he comes out and he goes, it's so tight. It's so perfect. It's so good. And it is James Brown. And it's just Christmas and fucking, it's James. It's James. This Christmas, Donnie Hathaway. This Christmas is immediately you hear fucking you're just taking right there, and they got the low horns, they got like the baritones, and it just sounds perfect. It's perfect for that. It's awesome. What else? I think that's in Run Run Rudolph by Dave Edmonds. That is a fucking rocker. That's a rocker. That's a rocker. And when you hear Dave Edmonds, you just go, oh, why wasn't he bigger? Why wasn't he, you know, because he had that sound and the songs were always tight as shit. And he was, you know, I mean, he had some hits, but I just figured he should be, why isn't he more popular? But Run Rudolph Run is, it's a perfect song. And like, there's a bunch of different versions of it. And I think who originally did Run, Run, Rudolph? I think it was Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry originally did it. And like, you know, it's like, yeah, Chuck Berry, but like, you know, you don't want to think about him peeing on somebody during Christmas. So it's just like, I'm not going to listen to any Chuck Berry during fucking Christmas time. Who needs that?
hey. But yeah, but Run Run Rudolph, Dave Edmunds. And there's also another version that's by Keith. Keith Richards does a good version of it. But this one I think is a little bit better. It's a little tighter, and the guitar sound I think is really perfect in it. But yeah. I think that's it. I think that's my list.
Well, that is a phenomenal list. I'm surprised that Dean Martin didn't make any of.
You can find whatever. No. You can put Dean Martin on it. You can not put Dean Martin on. Who gives you whatever?
It's well, I will say
how you feel about Dean Martin.
That's if all. You guys have, if you and the missus have a free hour,
yes,
on YouTube. Christmas with the Martins and the Sinatras. No. Full special as it was broadcast on NBC. It is available to you 1967, 1968. It is a time capsule, a flawless time capsule. There's some other Dean Martin Christmas specials on YouTube.
Are they in Palm Springs or something like that?
Where the fuck are they? Well, they're at Burbank at the old NBC studio.
Yeah.
But it's fucking fantastic. Trust me. Christmas with the Martins and the Sinatras. Brought to you by Texaco.
Oh, my God.
And by American Airlines. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so good, dude. You gotta check it out.
Oh, I love it.
Dude.
Hey, wait. Before we end, I just want to shout out to the chosen people. To the chosen ones. Sorry we didn't have any Hanukkah songs on this list, but it was just a Christmas list. There's a couple of great, there's a bunch of great Hanukkah songs, but not really. I talked to a Jewish good friend of mine, and he was just like, I was telling him about this. I was like, yeah, but there's not really any Hanukkah songs. He was just like, they all suck. Don't worry. So that's from one of your tribe, folks. So I'm just saying. But, you know, listen, you throw a couple of Adam Sandler songs in there, and it's a wrap. It's good. You're good to go. Apparently Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings do a Hanukkah song. So put that on your list as well.
Okay. She's amazing, by the way.
My God. And rest in peace.
Yeah.
Sharon, but she does a ripping Hanukkah song. Eight Crazy Nights, I think it's called. I can't remember, but yeah.
Well, I hate to pimp you out before we go. I wonder if... I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. I wonder if Bender could wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Let me tell you something. All you people out there in Brando Cash Land, I just want to say to you, bite my shiny metal ass and Happy Xmas. Don't let Robot Santa kill you when he comes to down your chimney with a laser gun. Just be very careful and enjoy yourself. Have a little Christmas pudding. I don't know what that is, but I hope you don't put raisins in it like a dumb cracker. Merry Xmas, everyone.
Well, thank you, Bender, and thank you, Mr. John DiMaggio. Oh, thank you, dude. Dude, so good to see you. Thank you.
So good to see you. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy everything. Happy. Whatever gets you happy this time of year, please, everybody, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. And love the one you're with and all that stuff.
And to the rest of you, thank you so much for liking, listening, subscribing. So many great guests coming down the pike in 2023, the fourth year of the Brando Cast. But, you know, come on. John DiMaggio is... a Brando Cast Hall of fucking Famer. And of course, the Brando Cast is produced by Mr. Richard Sheltinga. So until the next time, cats and kittens.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging. All the junk they were singing.